And this news update is being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. Here on County's Finances and Committee, Community Concerns were front and center at Tuesday's Board of Commissioners meeting. The county's total state equalized value has surpassed $5.5 billion, an increase of more than 8.5% over the past year. Growth was seen across agriculture, commercial, and residential properties, while wind turbine values dropped by nearly $24 million due to depreciation. New solar and battery projects added about $51 million, especially in Colfax and Meade townships. During public comment, residents raised concerns about possible PFAS contamination that's tied to green energy projects, along with questions about health department board appointments and calls for increased funding for senior meal programs. Commissioners interviewed several candidates for health department board and later entered closed session to discuss labor agreements. The board also approved multiple millage renewals for August 2026 primary ballot, including funding for older residents, veteran services, and central dispatch. A proposed public safety millage for November sparked debate, but was approved in a 5-1 vote to go before voters. In other actions, commissioners delayed changes to the county's CIS fee structure for further review and adopted new policies aimed at improving board appointments and election procedures. Public comments continued to focus on environmental concerns, including groundwater impact and calls for more soil testing tied to solar and battery developments. Finally, new security measures at county buildings will take effect May 1st, limiting access to east and west entrances. Prosecutors say Jermaine Buckner, Tawan Terrell, Courtney Terry, and Henry Buckner were arrested after authorities carried out multiple search warrants across the city on April the 10th. The coordinated effort involved the Michigan State Police along with several federal and local agencies. Investigators say the arrests stem from months-long probe into a suspected cocaine distribution network believed to be supplying drugs from Detroit to the Saginaw area. During the operation, officers seized nearly 10 kilograms cocaine, additional narcotics, cash, firearms, and several high-end luxury vehicles. Authorities also reported recovering luxury goods and two properties tied to the investigation. Police say the case remains active and no injuries were reported during the raids. And residents and farmers across the Thumb are being urged to stay alert today as flood warnings remain in effect following several rounds of heavy rainfall. Low-lying areas, especially near rivers, drainage ditches, and farmland, are experiencing rising water levels that could continue through Friday. For the region's agricultural community, the timing couldn't be more challenging. Early season field work is already underway and saturated soil conditions are making it difficult, if not impossible, for farmers to get equipment into their fields. Standing water may delay planting schedules and could impact crop yields if conditions persist. Local officials are also warning that excess water could lead to soil erosion and nutrient runoff, which not only affects the season's crops, but may have long-term consequences for field health. Residents in rural areas are advised to monitor nearby waterways closely and avoid driving through flooded roads. Even shallow water can conceal damage or washouts, creating dangerous conditions. Emergency management teams are keeping a close eye on the situation and encourage everyone to stay tuned to local updates and weather alerts. Sandbagging resources may be made available if conditions worsen. And in the meantime, farmers are being encouraged to document any flood-related damage for potential state or federal assistance programs. And we will return right after these words from our sponsors.
If your home is full of dirty paws, sticky fingers, coffee spills, and all the surprises of everyday life, then you need to check out Nuvella Performance Fabric, available now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Nuvella is built for real homes, fade-resistant, stain-resistant, and tough enough to handle the daily wear and tear of busy families, pets, and everything in between. This incredible fabric is available on select recliners, sofas, love seats, sectionals, and more, giving you style that lasts and comfort that keeps up with your life. And remember, Nuvella is exclusive to Ashley. So stop in and see it for yourself at your locally owned Ashley store, located at 850 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Nuvella Performance Fabric, made for real life and only at Ashley and Bad Axe.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. Libraries across the nation are celebrating National Librarian Day to honor the contributions of informational professionals. Events including book readings, digital literacy workshops, and public recognition ceremonies for long-serving staff. The holiday highlights the evolving role of librarians as curators of digital information and community education. Many local branches are using the day to launch new community outreach programs for young readers. And the United States and Iran are engaged in indirect negotiations to extend a two-week ceasefire that's currently in place. The pause in hostilities has provided a temporary reprieve from maritime conflicts and regional strikes. Despite the talks, tensions remain high as military advisors in the region continue to exchange threats regarding maritime trade routes. The success of these talks is critical for stabilizing global oil prices and regional security. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, as well as Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.
Are you waking up sore and stiff and feeling unrested after a full night's sleep? Then it's time to visit Ashley and Bad Axe for a new mattress. Additional signs that you need a new mattress may include having a smelly, dirty, or stained mattress, having a saggy, lumpy, or noisy mattress, having asthma, allergies, or breathing issues that are getting worse, or your mattress is more than 8 years old. Here at Ashley, we carry all major mattress brands, including Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Ashley Sleep, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Nectar. Our Sleep Gallery offers over 30 mattresses for you to try, ranging from extra firm to plush and everything in between. Memory foam, coils, hybrid, we carry it all, and we're here to help you find your perfect fit. You won't find service and selection like ours anywhere else. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe today, 1 year and 5 year, no interest financing available. Please see store for detail.
Ashley is your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bed X. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bed X, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at this hour's news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servant.